It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
District wrestling across the state of Missouri starts today, and let's head out to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Jefferson City Jays head wrestling coach Phil Cagle ready to go today. 10:30 is when we will start. A total of 7 teams, Jays and 6 other teams competing in the district. Coach, first of all, my temperature gauge in my car said it was 1 this morning, so you have to be glad you're not in a school bus having to drive to a district today.
You're absolutely correct there. I feel sorry for those kids that are coming from Kansas City area on a school bus this morning, and but I think most of them came in last night. So yeah, it's pretty chilly out there, and I'm kind of glad we're in an inside sport.
I was going to ask you that question with the fact that they're coming from Kansas City. I was wondering if they would leave early this morning or come last night, you know, with the pandemic and those types of situations.
Well, I think with the state series starting and everything else, most schools are going to be letting kids travel now and everything, because most of them have been through a full, you know, we've been through the whole school year of traveling with each other. We're in the same wrestling room every day. So being in a hotel room is probably is not much different than grabbing a guy and wrestling him in a wrestling room. So, you know, I think most of them came last night.
Mm-hmm. You've been coaching for a long time. How has this year been different?
Well, you know, we've been really lucky in the fact that we've been able to do a lot of wrestling, and where a lot of places have had to shut down and be canceled. And we've been very lucky that we've been allowed to go to school and be in seat. But we've been able to practice, and we've done a lot of cleaning in our room, you know, things like that. And you know, you always worry when you go somewhere else and you're wrestling other kids. You don't know if everybody's doing the same safety protocols that you are. And so that's been the biggie, just worrying every week of what's going to happen next. But we've been really lucky. We have a machine that we were lucky enough to get, and the school was lucky enough, we were lucky enough the school would get it for us, that it sanitizes our room 24 hours a day, and it does a great job.
You know, and to host this, there's different things that you have to do than you would normally do because of the pandemic. So hats off to everyone that's able to make this happen.
You betcha. I mean, everybody's working together. Kids are downstairs right now setting up the mats this morning. So, you know, it takes a lot of people. I mean, it takes the entire team, and it takes the entire school team and athletics to get this done.
This is a different situation, as we mentioned this year. 2 weeks since your last match against Columbia Rockbridge, what did you do in preparing for district? Because typically you would have a situation where maybe you'd have a week off, but not 2 weeks.
Well, you know, we talked to the kids like that, and you had to be very inventive and very creative. I mean, after today, it's a month until the state tournament.
Right.
And it's going to be 2 weeks to our sectionals and another 2 weeks to the state. So we're having to be very creative. We don't want to get any kids hurt. We're not going through a grind. So we're mainly right now, everything is to maintain the shape that the kids have, keep it going, and then work on the skills that they have. And we were worried this week because of all the weather and everything. We weren't able to practice all week long because at the end of 36 hours, you start losing shape. So, you know, when we came back, we'd been gone 48 hours. And when we came back, we were very cognizant of the fact that, you know, the kids hadn't been working out for 48 hours, so we couldn't just make it a really hard practice for them or anything. We had to bring them back in and get their shape up.
What's the situation? Let's say you have half a dozen wrestlers that get through districts and head on to sectionals. Do you still have your whole wrestling team as well as your JV team in practice heading up to sectionals in the state tournament?
We'll probably have the entire varsity there to work out with them or anything, but, you know, we won't have the JV guys. We need the room. And besides that, the girls will be getting ready for their district, their sectionals this week also. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of different things to look at.
Well, that's a great new addition, isn't it? Girls in high school being able to wrestle.
Well, it's been different, and this is our second year for it, and our girls have done a great job. They were district champions, and, you know, we didn't think that would happen, but, man, they have worked really, really hard and done a good job.
Talk to me about two things that happened very recently for your wrestling team. Of course, this is the first year of the Central Missouri Activities Conference. You not only won the conference tournament on January the 30th, you won the conference outright, went 6-0 in the conference. Your last match against Columbia Rockbridge, you won 63-15 to go 6-0 in the conference.
Yeah, we've had a really good dual season, and then for us to have win the conference tournament, individual tournament on top of that, that was just putting icing on the cake. And our kids have done a good job, but this last week is, you know, we don't know what we're going to get today because we haven't been working out and doing everything. So we're a little nervous about it, but we're in the same boat as everybody else. Everybody else has had to go through the same thing. I know I was talking to one coach last night, and the only practice he got was Thursday night and Friday morning. So he was trying to get some practices in. So we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, that's because of the weather, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Right, and it didn't look any better next week.
No, it doesn't. I have you 19-1 after the loss to Neosho in the Steve Johnson tournament. Is that correct?
No, it's not. It's 19-2 because we lost 11. And, you know, we was one match away from beating 11. But that was you know, a good duel. But the kids have had a good year. They've had a super year. And, you know, seeding went pretty good for us last night.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. There's a total, as I mentioned, seven teams in the district. It's Jefferson City, Lee Summit West, Raymore Peculiar, Columbia Rockbridge, Sedalia Smith Cotton, and Capital City. So you have a situation where you have three teams from your conference in the district, so there's some familiarity with those wrestlers. But I don't think you've had a chance, at least what I saw from the schedule, to have a chance to see Lee Summit West, and Raymore Peculiar, which you might do in a normal season.
No, we haven't. We usually see those people during the normal season. We saw Lee Summit West early this year when they were at the Missouri Duels.
Right.
But the others we haven't seen. And because usually, you know, we haven't been able to travel to Kansas City or St. Louis because of COVID. And so it's going to be interesting. Our heavyweights are really tough weight classes this year. And we got second seed in that. And the two guys that we've already wrestled is on our side of the bracket. So that helps because once, you know, some of the kids that we're going to be wrestling today, we haven't seen. Of course, we tell our kids this, they haven't seen us either. So we got to take an advantage of that because they don't know what we're going to do and we don't know what they're going to do, but we've tried to prepare for that. You know, the old saying, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
With the bracket set up, I would imagine that the top seeds draw first round byes today. Is that correct?
No, they haven't. It doesn't work this way because we have track wrestling. In fact, we're very lucky in the fact that I think we've got six or seven matches in the first round, which is really good for us because it's going to make bonus, you know, get us more points. And, you know, we're going to try to win the district championship. I don't know if we can. There's some good teams here and with some good individuals, but we're going to go for it as hard as we can. And bonus points will be very important today.
All right, so tell me about, let's go through a setup at a specific weight class. How's it set up with seven teams in a specific weight class as far as setting this up bracket-wise?
Well, we voted on each weight class for the number of seeds in each weight class. And some kids, we had five seeds because there wasn't that much difference between the four and five. But you got a number one seed, and then on top of the bracket, on the bottom of the bracket, you have the two and three seed. So you don't really ever worry about two and three seed because you're on the same side of the bracket anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four seed will go against the number one seed. And then four and five, if there's a fifth seed, he'll go against five. So, you know, and the other two teams will just be drawn in. And track wrestling did that. And we always usually have buys that first round and we're sitting around just nervous as can be because everybody's scoring points and we're not. But we've got about five or six matches this morning, and I think we can win them, and if we can, that's going to help us for the point.
You'll be in the hunt for the district team title, won't you?
Well, we hope to be. You know, you never know, and you hope the kids don't fall on their face. You hope you've got them mentally and physically prepared, and we've worked hard at that, and we've talked to a lot about, you know, whether we told them the other day that, you know, anybody can get motivated. You know, motivation is done by everybody. It's done by mom, by dad, your buddies, your pals, your teammates, even your coaches. But personally, each and every one of them has to be driven. They have to have a drive to want to be successful. And that's something we've been, you know, working on and preaching on them all year long is you've got to be driven, you know, because everybody is out there. You got to have more drive than the next guy to be successful.
14 weight classes. Do you have a wrestler in each weight class today?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now, we did in a conference because we knew points would come down, but we thought all of our kids have wrestled all year long. They deserve a chance to go to district. And the two kids that we brought along extra today are freshman kids. They need to have this experience, and it'll help them for their future. So we're not just thinking about today. We're thinking about our future also.
How many number one seeds did you get today?
We got four. We got four. At 132, Hunter Walling, 138, JoJo Custer, 182, Michael Fredericks, and 195, Jaquiel Hayes.
Every year we talk to you about this. Is there one or two weight classes that you look at and say, boy, it is really loaded that there's going to be a good wrestler that's not going to make it onto the sectionals?
Well, yeah, it's like that. And because, you know, right now there's just a lot of different weight classes like that. You know, probably one of the toughest weight classes there is for our district is 152. Now, I think our kid will make it. You know, Trey Hendricks is there. He's wrestling well. He's doing a good job. He's quick. He's fast. He's really good on takedowns. So if he wrestles his match, I think he's going to make it. But it's going to be tough because, mm-hmm. you know, you make one mistake, and, boy, you're behind and you got to hustle.
You compare this year to other years, and I believe there's fewer teams in the district this year than they have had in the past, but they've added the sectional round. When you go to next year, do you think the sectional round will stay, or is it just here this year because of the situation with the pandemic?
I think it's just here for the pandemic, because if everything goes back to normal, I mean, this draws it out way too long. This is usually the week there were state tournament right now.
Right, right.
And so, you know, it draws it out. And, you know, it gets to be a really long season for the kids, and kids are itching to get to their spring sports like baseball and track and everything, and I don't blame them. You know, and so this gets to become a long, long, hard grind, and we have to be very, observative of what our kids are going through and how to help them through it and keep them going, keep them driven.
Coach, we have you scheduled to start at 10:30 this morning. Give us the schedule throughout the day.
Well, I think every match, once a kid wrestles, he has to have a by National Federation rules, he has to have a 45-minute. Resting period. So, you know, it's going to be like our girls' district broke down to one mat last week because of the time limit, and we may have to do that here today. So there's probably going to be wrestling going on all day long. And, it's just the rounds will depend on how fast we get through them and how long we have to wait for the 45-minute thing. So there's just really not a set schedule. There's a schedule, but it's not going to probably be the way it's supposed to be.
It will start, though, at 10:30, right?
It will start at 10:30, correct.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck today.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Jefferson City Jays head wrestling coach Phil Cagle back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
February is not only the month of love,
mon chéri, tu es si belle,
but it's also considered to be the last month of winter, which means we are 28 short days until the heat and humidity return to our lovely state of Missouri. So if you've put off upgrading your furnace and air conditioner, you could be caught with your pants down.
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. So before things start to heat up, let us keep you comfortable. Go to AirServe.com to schedule an appointment today.
AirServe. You in your comfort zone.
Pants up, Robbie.
Take Heart Radio. Here's Dr. Monty Schenkel.
And all of these things, he said, this do in remembrance of me. In spite of where we are in history in this time, and we're marching on, and we're marching toward the end of time, I think, and getting closer to the coming of the Lord. And as somebody said, we're past the time of looking for a sign. We should be listening for a shout, because we don't know when he's coming again. But we know he's made this statement, I will return. And he will. And until that time, Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. This do, collection point, that is the call to the Lord's Supper. Now, I'm sad to say that there are a whole lot of people that don't see the importance in us doing what we're getting ready to do tonight as believers in the Lord Jesus.
To hear more messages from Take Heart Radio, visit us online at concordjc.org.
Are you in crisis? Are you suffering with depression, mental health issues, or substance use disorder? Help is here. Phoenix Programs works with Show Me Hope Missouri to provide crisis counseling through these difficult times. Call 833-415-1707 and find help today. That's 833-415-1707. This announcement sponsored by Phoenix Programs.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by former Helias All-State tight end Hale Hinch, is finishing up his second year in the NFL, finished with the Minnesota Vikings. First of all, welcome to the show, and I guess the second year with the pandemic was an unusual year, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you for having me, and it certainly was. It gave us some unique challenges, but, you know, with everything, the show must go on, so we found a way.
For you this year, you ended up with three different teams. You had the Washington Redskins at the beginning of the season, went to the Indianapolis Colts in September, then to the Minnesota Vikings in December. So you had to learn three playbooks in one NFL season, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, there was a lot of time spent just studying in my room, trying to remember every playbook, trying to forget what I just learned and put that out of my mind, and then learn the new one. So that's something that presents a lot of gives a lot of unique challenges, but it's part of the game. And I think, you know, the more you do it, the more you get, you realize that a lot of people's offenses are similar, and they just call things different names.
Did it make it for a more difficult year for you?
It did. No, it definitely did. You know, there was less time spent, you know, maybe trying to game plan than trying to just learn the basic plays. So, you know, once you learn the plays, then you could spend more time looking at the opponent. But, you know, I had to just spend all my energy learning the play. So that was something that I kind of had a change in priority.
Yeah, you take a look at the first season, and I still go through and take a look at the tape when you had your first NFL touchdown pass with the Washington Redskins. That must have been a special moment for you.
Definitely. That's something I'll always remember. And, you know, I just am super grateful for Washington for putting me in that situation. And, you know, it was something that I'll cherish forever, and it's a very good memory.
You know, we mentioned the fact that you had to learn three different playbooks and three different teams during the second NFL season for you. Did it feel like that you were living out of a suitcase?
Yes, it definitely did. And I think, especially for my wife, I'm so thankful for her for everything that she has to do. You know, it's pretty easy for people that don't know. It's pretty easy for the player whenever he gets cut and picked up by someone else. Or traded, because they'll, you know, inform you on, let's say, Friday, and they'll fly you out Friday night, let's say. And so you don't have to really worry about everything. And so you kind of leave your family with the mess that they have to clean up. So I'm super thankful for her for figuring out how to move all of our stuff and driving across country half the time. And, you know, I couldn't do it without her, for sure.
And one of the things, too, I don't know that a lot of people realize this, but every time that you went from, say, the Washington Redskins to the Indianapolis Colts to the Minnesota Vikings, you had to go through the COVID-19 protocols each time, didn't you?
Yes, definitely. And that's, you know, I was tested every single day since July 27th. And so whenever you switch teams, you had to have a mandatory 5-day waiting period. So even if they picked you up, you really couldn't come into the building for 5 days just to make sure. I guess that's the incubation process. So you have to make sure that you didn't pick it up on the plane or wherever. So they did a really good job of just making sure everyone was good before they came into the building.
You know, you take a look at it from the standpoint, you know, in the bubble for the NHL this past season, before NBA as well, Major League Baseball wasn't in a bubble, and the NFL wasn't in a bubble. But you take a look at the NFL, and obviously, they have the most players, so it must have been a very precise situation where you got things through with the protocols and everything else so that players could play in football games.
Definitely. You know, I know the bubble was tossed around in our early discussions about what we should do. It worked really well for the NBA. But, you know, for us, it just wasn't feasible because of the nature of football and how big rosters are and whatnot. And you had to account for families. So that was something that, you know, we discussed very meticulously with the with our players' union and everything. And we ultimately decided that we weren't going to do that, but everyone needed to act like they were in a bubble. And basically, you know, no one was going out to, you know, parties and stuff like that. Like, if you were getting big sanctions put upon you and your team. No one was meeting when they weren't supposed to. You know, we did a lot of virtual meetings to try and limit exposure. So there was all kind of things that we came up with.
Played in front of crowds, obviously, at Helias High School, big crowds on the college level with Alabama, and the first season in the NFL, big stadiums and a lot of fans in those stadiums. This year must have been kind of different, wasn't it?
Definitely. No, that was something that was weird, being, you know, especially, I think all the way back to high school, you know, we had some great crowds at Helias and always packed the stands and everyone was really into it. And then especially in college, obviously with Alabama. And then now, you know, it was something that took some adjusting because you're kind of out there and everyone can hear everything, what everyone's saying. You know, you had no trouble communicating as an offense. If you were home or away, it really didn't matter. So I think that helped the offense out. I think it hurt the defense because the defense relied a lot on the crowd making noise to disrupt the offense. So for the offense, it wasn't too bad.
At the Minnesota Vikings, reunited with Irv Smith Jr., who you played with at Alabama.
Yes. No, that was something I was really looking forward to. He helped me out a lot, just trying to learn the offense in 3 weeks whenever I was there. And, you know, I have such a good friendship with him, and I respect him a lot. And great player at Alabama, great player in the NFL, and he'll do really well for many years to come.
Want to get a quick thought from you before we have to take our break at the bottom of the hour. You played on championship teams at Alabama. How about this Alabama championship team this past season? Was it better than the teams that you were on?
Man, you know, that's a really good question. It's tough to kind of compare, especially when I wasn't there, but just seeing them on TV and watching, you know, especially their offense. I think their offense is one of the best that's ever played at Alabama. Mac Jones, the quarterback, was a really good friend of mine. He just executed that offense perfectly. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't talk about the role that Steve Sarkisian, the coordinator, played and just making sure that they're firing on all cylinders every game. You know, obviously Devontae Smith had one of the best seasons from a wide receiver ever. And the offensive line and Najee, the running back, was super good. And, you know, I think their offense is probably the best I've ever seen. Their defense was really good, too. But I think, you know, a lot of times the defense just did enough to win, and then they found their stride along the way. But that offense, man, that's probably the best that's ever played.
Listen to and saw some Alabama football this year.
I did. No, I was. It's so nice, you know, when you're in the NFL, because Saturday a lot is just like a spend the day at the hotel and rest and get ready for the game. So there's a lot of downtime. So you get to watch a lot of college football, which is great.
Hale, always glad to have you on the show. Thanks for the visit. Continued success.
Thank you very much.
KWOS and the Zimmer Radio Group have another way to stay in touch with Jefferson City. Instantly on your phone with Z-Text messaging. Go to KWOS.com and sign up for severe weather warnings, breaking news, school cancellations, and more. Z-Text, brought to you by Steve's Pest Control. Now you've got a friend in the pest control business. Z-Text messaging, another service of Zimmer Radio Group and KWOS.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. Again, our thanks to Hale Henches for joining us on the Coaches Show, talking about his second year in the National Football League. All right, It is the Capital City Cavaliers over at District at the Fleming Fieldhouse. Class 4, District 6 will start at 10:30 this morning. And joining us is Capital City Cavaliers head wrestling coach Mitch Werdenhausen. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You have to be glad you're not on a school bus and having to travel 2.5-3 hours to go to a district this morning with it as cold as it is outside.
Oh, yeah. That would have been rough to get the kids up and running that early and then riding on a cold school bus for 3 hours. That'd be tough. I feel for the Kansas City schools.
A total of 7 teams over at the district. It's Jefferson City, Capital City, Lee Summit West, Raymore Peculiar, Columbia Rockbridge, and Sedalia-Smith Cotton. What about this district?
Oh, we're going to have some really competitive matches throughout the day, and hopefully we get pull some guys through and continue wrestling. We're just trying to keep them motivated and get them through the bracket.
You know, it's a situation, too, with you, Columbia Rockbridge, Sedalia-Smith Cotton, and Jefferson City all in the same conference. You obviously have had opportunities to wrestle against those competitors from those schools, but you also have a situation where you may not know that much about Lee Summit West, and Raymore Peculiar. I know that Lee Summit West wrestled at the Missouri Duels back in December at Helias High School, but it's kind of a situation where you have 3 teams you know real well, 3 teams you maybe don't know all that well.
Yeah, we've seen 3 of the teams we've seen, 3 we haven't. We weren't at Missouri Duels, so we haven't seen Lee Summit West. I just know Ray Peck, Lee Summit West, they have some good coaches out there, and their kids are going to be ready to wrestle, so our kids have to be ready to wrestle.
2 weeks between the last match and districts, what did you do in preparing for districts? This is unusual from the standpoint of there being 2 weeks between the last match on the schedule and districts.
Well, we're in a maintain conditioning mode, so we're just trying to maintain what they have, work on what they're good at, get them better at that, and then mentally and physically prepared for the next month, because it's going to be a long month ahead.
Did you have anything in terms of maybe stepping away for a day and recharging the batteries before you got back in the wrestling room, or did you basically go each day between the last match that you had in districts here today?
We dialed back practice time so we don't go as long. And then we had a snow day on Wednesday, which we couldn't get into the wrestling room, so that helped us. I believe that actually helped us let the kids get a little more focused and keep them hungry and driven to compete. That's going to be the hard part.
Second year for the Capital City Cavaliers in wrestling. You had a good year, didn't you?
Yeah, we went 16-7, I believe, on duels. Next year we just look to be even tougher. And all the kids come back and are healthy and the weight classes line up, we should be really tough next year. This year we wrestled hard, a lot of sophomores and juniors on our varsity squad, and next year there'll be seniors and juniors, so who knows what can happen.
Spend a moment and talk to me about Bashi Traylor, who ended up wrestling for a conference tournament title at 195 at the tournament at Helias at the end of the month.
Yeah, Bashi's a great, great young man who goes hard. Every match he's out there. He wrestled Jaquiel from Jeff City in the championship, and hopefully he can repeat that today. So he's a great, great kid who just wrestles his butt off. He just wrestles hard.
14 weight classes. Will you have a wrestler in each weight class today?
Yes, we have a full lineup today, bringing everybody that we had on our varsity squad through the duels. Everybody's back healthy, and hopefully we can get some kids in the finals and pull some championships out.
Boy, with the situation with the pandemic all season long, boy, it's not a given that you'd have a wrestler in each weight class, is it?
No, that was the case. We were scrambling around there for a little while, a couple COVID cases and contact traces. So the 2-week break actually probably helped people more than they think. And I just hope nobody gets it this weekend and can't compete in sectionals and ruin their season that way.
Yeah, you have a 2-week difference between the last regular season match and districts, and then it'll be another 2 weeks before sectionals. So again, it's kind of a situation where this isn't something that you're used to, so you have to be kind of creative as far as preparing for something that's 2 weeks down the road as far as districts and then sectionals, don't you?
Yeah, we gotta observe our athletes and kind of see what their needs are, and push them on days and then lay back on them on, and lay off of them on some other days. So we just have to kind of read them and adjust our plan accordingly. I know I got a lot of athletes that run track and do baseball as well. So, and I know their season starts beginning of March.
Right.
So they're gonna be wanting to. I mean, they're gonna be wanting to move on. This is a long drawn out process. So, my goal as a coach is to keep them hungry and motivated to keep wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that this weekend would normally be the state wrestling championships in Columbia. It's either this weekend or next weekend, and it won't be until March this year because of the situation we're having to do the rescheduling and everything.
Yeah, they rescheduled it. It's in Kansas City now, and it's a one-day tournament, so just going to be Class 4 on one single day with only three guys going. So you got, instead of four guys going out of each district, you only get three to go through, so it's going to limit the amount of state qualifiers. I'm just glad we're wrestling. It is what it is.
Yeah, and the sectionals is something that's new this year. I mean, you go back several years ago, and there was a sectional round before the state tournament. They took that out a number of years ago, but it's back this year because of the pandemic and that situation. So you will have districts, and then 2 weeks from now, you'll have sectionals, and then it'll be the state tournament down the road in March. You take a look at today, and we talked with Coach Cagle about this a few moments ago. You take a look at the 14 weight classes. Do you look at one or two, if you can, for just a second and say, boy, this weight class is really loaded and there could be a good wrestler in that weight class that maybe will not make it to sectionals because it's such a loaded district as far as that weight class is concerned?
Well, just at a quick glance, I can tell you 152 is stacked. They have a lot of good kids in that bracket. And then 285 is probably, in my opinion, the toughest bracket of the day. There's seven kids in there, and there's only one kid with a losing record.
Wow.
So it's there's going to be three kids in that bracket who probably deserve to go to sectionals, but it's just the district we're in. So they got to wrestle. It's going to be a tough bracket, 285 today.
It'll be a long day and a lot of wrestling today at the Fleming Fieldhouse, having to get it done all in one day, won't it?
Yeah, I think it'll go pretty smooth and quick. They run, they've been running tournaments, Jeff City, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great guy running track, so I don't see many problems. Just a 45-minute time frame. We might run into that a few times, but once we get past the first round with all the buys, it should go pretty smoothly.
You feel like you're set to go for today?
Yep, got the kids ready. Talked to them all week long, and I feel they're ready. They seem like they're ready, so we got to prove it on the mat, though.
Coach, we know you need to go because 10:30 is quickly approaching. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Capital City Cavaliers head wrestling coach Mitch Werdenhausen. They will compete along with Jefferson City, Lee Summit West, Raymore Peculiar, Columbia Rockbridge, and Sedalia Smith Cotton in the Class 4 District. Wrestling starts at 10:30 this morning at the Fleming Fieldhouse. Back with more after the break. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Capital Materials Paving and Construction and Capital Hauling are searching for candidates to join their integrated team of companies. Their experienced leaders will be waiting for you at the hiring event on February 18th at the Capital Bluffs Event Center from 3 to 8 p.m. They are looking for drivers, equipment operators, general laborers, and more. If you're ready to step into a constantly evolving industry where you can enjoy what you do and make a good living, then come to our hiring event for one-on-one interviews Thursday, February 18th. For a full list of positions, visit their Facebook page, Capital Materials Paving and Construction. Build your career today.
Apple, KFC, Nike. No, we're not just randomly naming off giant companies. When you hear those names, you immediately recall what? Their logo. Be it a swoosh or the Colonel himself. Your logo is typically the first and last mental image people have of your business. At Zimmer Communications, we have world-class designers that have created thousands of engaging and effective logos for some of the most recognizable businesses in mid-Missouri. You know business. We grow business. Check out our work at ZimmerCommunications.com.
He's the kind of guy who would tell you that you have broccoli in your teeth.
You have a little something right there.
He'll tell you if your new girlfriend is bad news.
Dude, she's bad news.
And he isn't going to let you walk out the door and embarrass yourself.
Psst, hey, barn door. Barn door. Barn door.
Thank you.
He's your friend Steve from Steve's Pest Control, the friend that is going to come to your house and fix your pest problem. Fix it, eradicate, eliminate, kill the pests. And when it's done, he'll give you a good old Missouri handshake and guarantee the job is done.
I'm Steve, your friend in the pest control business. When any of my crew from Steve's Pest Control come to solve your pest problem, the problem will be solved. I guarantee it.
When you find one bitey bed bug or a congregation of cockroaches, call your friend Steve at Steve's Pest Control. Online at stevespestcontrol.com.
Now you've got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
I'm ABC 17 Storm Track Chief Meteorologist Jessica Hafner. It's not enough to know a winter storm is coming. You need to know when, where, and how much. ABC 17 Storm Track Weather tracks it all.
Going to be through places like St. Elizabeth here by 508.
Alerting you to snow, ice, and freezing rain.
We've issued that weather alert, Dave.
Road conditions are starting to deteriorate in Columbia and Jefferson City.
Minute by minute, hour by hour, we never stop tracking to keep you informed. Stay ahead of winter storms with ABC 17 Storm Track Weather.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Blair Oaks Falcons head wrestling coach Mike D'Amelia as they get set for districts in Mexico in Class 2. It'll be Helias, Blair Oaks, Mexico, Fulton, Southern Boone, Whitfield, and Wright City. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
Good. How are you? Still on the bus, or are you in Mexico?
We just got off the bus literally this second, so we're just walking into the gym.
I'll bet it's a little cold outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty miserable. I'm not a big fan of all this. I'm also a baseball guy, so I'm pretty used to, I like the warm weather.
Yeah, I stepped into my car this morning and it said the temperature was 1, and I think it was being very gracious. I don't think it was actually 1. I think it was -4 or -5.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
All right, in Mexico, it'll be Helias, Blair Oaks, Mexico, Fulton, Southern Boone, Whitfield, and Wright City. Tell me about this district.
Well, it's a pretty tough district, you know. With Helias, Fulton, Mexico, traditional powers really in wrestling in the state. You know, we've had our days too, been pretty good. Wright City, Winfield, you know, they're not quite as deep as the others, but they have some guys in there that can compete. And then Southern Boone's an up and coming program. You know, their coaching staff's done a good job there building that up. You know, they're not quite. They don't have quite the depth that some of the other teams have, but they have some individuals who will be able to compete at a high level. So it's going to be a tough day for sure.
You know, Southern Boone in the Tri-County Conference with Blair Oaks, so you've seen them wrestle this year. What about, I know you've seen Helias because you were over at the Missouri Duels, but what about Mexico, Fulton, Whitfield, and Wright City? Have you had an opportunity to see them this year at all?
Yeah, we've seen Fulton and Mexico over in the Wright City tournament, and Wright City, I guess, too. and then we also dueled Winfield. So we've seen everybody in the district. And so we've kind of a gauge in where we're at. And, you know, there's some matchups here that there will be rematches from previous tournaments and duels. But there will be some new matchups as well that maybe guys didn't line up on that particular night. But as I said, you know, Fulton's a really deep team. They got some, you know, two or three really, really good kids, like state championship caliber guys. But they're just pretty solid all the way through their lineup. And then, you know, like I said, the other ones aren't quite as deep as they are, you know, but they're dangerous. You know, they got some guys that can score. And so, you know, to me, the team race probably comes down to Helias. You know, they're probably the favorite, I would think, for sure. But I think between Fulton, us, and Mexico, because of the numbers of kids we have, so, you know, we both have 12 or 13 guys in the lineup. And then the fact that we have some quality kids that are going to score, it's going to be pretty good team race, to be honest.
Yeah, you mentioned having seen all seven teams. That's huge when you get to district, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't usually happen that way, and there's always some mystery. You know, there's still some mystery, but it's nice to at least have some sort of background. You know, we video all of our matches, and so we've been able to watch some of our matchups from earlier and kind of try to pick up a few things. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, some of these matches – you know, they'll be a lot different today than they were in December, January. But it is nice to have some sort of knowledge with it.
You've had a very good year, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've gotten a little better every year. You know, it's my fourth year as the coach, and we really struggled kind of the first year. Right now we're in a position where I think the depth in our program, I think our wrestling room's a lot tougher than it was. We got a lot more competition. Our JV kids are way more competitive, and it's just made everybody better. So, you know, we still got a little ways to go. I don't think we're quite at the top yet, you know. I think we won 21 duels this year and, you know, finished second in a couple tournaments, and we got three or four individuals I think can do a lot of big things at state if it all works out. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
You know, taking a look at your schedule last night, you're on a roll heading into district, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel like it only because we haven't wrestled in 16 days, which is kind of weird. But in our last competition, we dueled Camdenton and Fort Osage, which are both way bigger schools than us, and we were able to pull out really close duel victories. And that was a really fun night. We had them over at Blair Oaks, and it was just awesome. So we've really competed well, and we have gotten better through the years. I wish we didn't have quite that much time in between the two competitions. It is what it is. I think everybody's kind of in that same boat. So we have some momentum coming in. We feel like we're wrestling well, but again, that was kind of a while ago. So we have to kind of get it back going today.
One thing extremely difficult to do in wrestling is to keep the other team from getting any points. And you've done that a couple of times this year, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, wrestling, especially in duels, is about matchups. Sometimes you just match up really good with a team where, you know, all your good guys are just a little bit better than their good guys. And vice versa. Some of your lower guys maybe beat their guys. But sometimes you match up kind of weird and you got some matchups that, you know, aren't favorable to you, and you lose a few more matches than you thought you would. And, you know, so it wasn't that we were that dominant. I think we just matched up well in some of those duels.
I believe your first match of the season was back in early December. Does it seem like a long time ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, just our last duel seems like a long time ago. But thinking back, you know, going down to Buffalo to wrestle Jeff City in Buffalo, yeah, it was a light years away, you know. And then even the Missouri duels, we were in there, and you know, I mean, I remember it sort of only because I've watched some video from it. But yeah, it was a long time ago. We're a lot different team now than we were then.
You talked about 16 days since your last match, getting ready for districts today. Give me your approach. How did you approach that time off?
Well, it's the first time we've ever had to do it. You know, we actually were going to wrestle Fulton and Kirksville last Thursday, and it got snowed out.
Right.
So we were kind of preparing for that, and then we kind of had a routine kind of set. But when that didn't happen, you know, the problem with where wrestling is right now, our season's going to be 3 weeks longer, you know, than it normally is, you know, at state. So we have to manage a couple things. We obviously have to stay sharp, so you got to keep your guys going and, having some hard practices. But we also don't want to beat on them too much, too. So we've trying to mix things up. You know, there's a day where we go kind of light and, you know, kind of just drill and, you know, get a little sweat going and get them out of there. And then we've had a couple of days where we've been really, really tough and, you know, a lot of live matches, a lot of live drilling and things like that. And those get tough, but you can't do both of those all the time. You got to have a good mix. And so it's going to be a real big challenge after this to try to keep the guys motivated for 2 more weeks before sectionals and then 11 more days before state. We're going to have to get pretty creative, and you know, it's something we've never done before, so it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Yeah, it's something new for you as a coach and something new for the wrestlers as well.
Yeah, and it is really tough on those guys, you know, especially guys that are cutting weight. You know, they're trying to keep their weight down, and to have to keep it down that long, it's really tough on those kids. You know, we don't have a ton of guys that cut a lot of weight, but we do have a few, and it's just a grind. You know, wrestling's such a tough sport. I mean, you're going to get nicked up, you're going to have injuries, you're going to just get beat up, you know, just over the long haul. And we're adding 3 more weeks, and you know, everybody talks about the matches, but practice is as tough as any match a lot of times. So, you know, but the problem is you have to do it because you have to stay in shape and you have to keep sharp. And you know, like I said, I don't know the perfect answer yet. I don't know exactly where we're gonna how we're gonna do it all, but we'll figure it out as we go.
Did you step away at all before you got ready for districts, or did you continue with the practices on a daily basis?
Well, we have 3-day weekend. We gave a guys after we got snowed out at Kirksville. We ended up practicing a little bit that day, and then we gave the guys a 3-day weekend. And then this week, you know, we had snow days. We only had an hour practice on Monday, another hour practice on Tuesday. We didn't have any practice on Wednesday because the roads were too bad, and then we had pretty tough practice Thursday just because we hadn't done much. So We did get away a little bit, but we actually probably didn't practice as much as we needed to, but it was just circumstance. We weren't allowed to by our district, and it was just kind of the way it was. So I think a lot of the teams were in that same boat, though.
Scheduled to start this morning at 10 o'clock in Mexico, 14 weight classes. Will you have a wrestler in each weight class today?
We will have 13. We are missing a 126-pounder, unfortunately. But, yeah, we'll be able to put 13 guys in. And there's a couple that Colias has 13. I think Fulton has 13. Mexico has 12. So I know the first four schools will all have almost a full lineup, but nobody yet quite fills it out.
Give me a couple of wrestlers that have had real good years for you.
Well, I think the three big ones are 160-pounder Eli Batiste. He's 36-5, and all of his losses are against really good guys. He's a state qualifier the last 2 years. We've wrestled some tough competition, and he's beaten a lot of good guys, and all of his losses are to, really, really tough kids. Levi Haney is our 170-pounder. He's a fourth-place finisher last year. Kind of the same thing. I think he's like 32-3, and his three losses, two of them are state champions from last year. And then Camden Meeks, a guy who has had a solid career, but has really taken the next step at 182. I think he's 37-5, wrestling at a really high level. He's kind of stepped up this year. So those are kind of the three guys we've leaned on, but we've got a handful of other guys that have had good years as well.
I would say with those three wrestlers in particular, they're probably your leaders in the wrestling room, aren't they?
Most of the time. Like I said, they're still kids. They're still they do some knucklehead things sometimes.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah. Now, usually they will lead by example. And, vocally, I don't think any of them are real vocal. But, I'll be honest with you, our team is fairly motivated, most of the time. I mean, you always have your hiccups. But, we've really competed this year. And when we do need someone to step up and show some leadership, those three definitely have done that. Probably will continue today, I would assume.
Top four finishers in each weight class advance on to the sectionals. Do you have a different kind of a setup as far as the bracket is concerned this year because there's seven teams in the district?
Yeah, they're all eight-man brackets, knowing you're going to have at least one bye. Some of them, there's a couple brackets that only have three or four guys, and there's others that have six or seven. It's kind of weird. So you're going to see a lot of kids advance through some byes, especially in the loser's bracket, of course. And it's a lot different than normal, 15 or 16 teams, and there's 16-man brackets with 12 or 13 guys in there, and it's going to be a different vibe. It's going to be a lot shorter of a day, but, it comes down more to one match than ever with these small brackets. So it's a little different vibe, but like I said, we're kind of all going through it.
Generally, do the top seeds in each district draw a bye today, first round?
No. The top four guys get seeded, and then after that, they randomly draw it in by the computer program they use. So, for example, we're two of our guys that aren't seeded are both wrestled number one guys.
Wow.
So we kind of didn't get the best draws there, and then we have some other guys that, we'll get the fourth place guys. So that's the way the system's set up, so they don't have all the number ones get a bye. I know a lot of sports do that, but wrestling's kind of adopted a little bit different approach to that. So it is pretty random.
Is this different than you normally would do for a district? How they set up the bracket?
Well, not necessarily, just the size of it. No, they usually will seed, with the big brackets, they'll seed 4 to 8 guys. That's what the initial rules say, and then they'll draw the rest of them in, so they'll get randomly put in. With the smaller brackets, we just decided last night we would seed 4 guys in each bracket. And then if there were extra guys, then you just drew them in. So it's the same concept, but a little bit different, only because normally with the big brackets, we would decide before the weights, like how many do you want to seed? You want to seed 4, you want to seed 6, and all that. Last night we just went with a straight, we're seeding 4. So,
are you healthy going into today's district?
Yeah, I mean, within reason. I don't think if anybody's 100% healthy, I guess they're going to be pretty good. I mean, we're dinged up like anybody else after wrestling the whole season. But we don't have any major things, knock on wood. But, at this point of the year, the guys always got little things, just nature of the sport. And we just, unfortunately, they're used to doing it. So we just got to power through most of it.
We've asked the other wrestling coaches this morning this question. We'll ask you as well. You take a look at the entire district set up in each of the 14 weight classes. Is there one particular weight class or maybe two weight classes where you say this is really loaded and there's going to be a really good wrestler that's not going to make it onto the sectionals as far as the top four finishers are concerned because it's so loaded?
For sure. 152 in ours, it's the tough one. And unfortunately, our guy's the guy that got drawn. Our guy's 20-5 and did not get seated.
Wow.
And Brady Kirpin, he's a freshman. He's a tough kid. And he's one of our guys that got matched up with the Carriega kid from Elias, who's number one seed. So it's not good for either. And we don't really want to wrestle that kid first round, but I can't imagine they're too excited to wrestle a 20-5 kid in the first round of district. So 52 is probably the toughest. I think 138 is a really, really hard bracket too. Those are kind of two that stand out to me. There's some others as well that are fairly tough, but those are probably the two toughest ones in our district.
When you take a look at your wrestling team from December to this point, what's the biggest change you've seen, the biggest improvement you've seen in your team?
I think the biggest thing is and this is probably true over the last 4 years, we've become so competitive. You know, our guys, you know, we've gotten better wrestling skill-wise, but we, you know, like that duel when we wrestled Fort Osage and Canada, we won almost every close match. You know, and our guys have just shown the toughness, the power, you know, to get through things. You know, they've had their backs against the wall, and they've been able to find a way to win matches. And even when we get beat, our guys will go 6 minutes. We won't get pinned, and, you know, we'll lose by decision rather than major. And we do all those little things because we just fight for 6 minutes. And, you know, that's hard to do, and that's a testament to the kids. They've worked hard. They've gained that toughness. And you know, I think that's the number one thing that's really helped our program, or really where we've kind of taken off.
Coach, good luck today.
All right, thank you.